My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Appreciate you listening to us in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkie. Still to come, we've got Jeff Darlington, ESPN NFL reporter, joins us coming up at 8:20. Mike Rizzo, Nats GM at 9 o'clock. And Mike Locksley, head football coach at the University of Maryland, coaching the Terps, joins us at 9:40. But right now, time to open up the Junkies sports page. It's presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you get tons of benefits. You can still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
Trabby, I've texted Darlington a couple times. I texted him on Monday and he said, 8:20 works for Wednesday. And I texted him a couple times this morning and just haven't heard back.
Just to brief you.
Okay.
Maybe he's just not up out of bed yet. I don't know. But hopefully
he'll be on. Why did you book Darlington?
I booked him through a buddy who worked for ESPN, and I actually texted back and forth with Darlington. He said, 8:20 works.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that happens.
Don't get too thirsty. He might scare him off.
Yeah.
Hey,
too many texts.
Hey, I just sent him two. By the way, the weather today is going to be brutal. Heat index-wise, it's going to be 106. I think this is going to be the last really, really hot day of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Could be wrong. I'm sure there'll probably be another one in 2 weeks. But hopefully we're done with like the 105 to 110 heat indexes. This is only going to be a one-day thing.
All right.
I just couldn't imagine. My buddy told me yesterday, he goes, I'm going to go play golf on Wednesday. I said, Do you know what the heat index is going to be? He goes, no. I said, it's going to be 110. He goes, oh, my God. I might cancel.
That's brutal. What about, is it supposed to storm at the end of it?
There's some storms coming in tonight. I don't know where, but yeah, they are calling for storms.
Uh-huh. All right.
And by the way, this weather sucks if you have a dog because you got to walk your dogs. Mm-hmm. And my particular dog, I've got a Dutch Shepherd. My dog likes to go out for walks, but she also likes to go out and I don't know how she likes this. Drabby. My dog likes to go out on the driveway in the middle of the sun and just sit there.
Ah, she likes to bake in the sun.
Now she can't last more than about 20 minutes.
Okay.
Does she get a blister in the sun?
She doesn't get a blister in the sun. But she likes to sit there, not in the yard.
Yeah.
No, she likes the yard too, but she'll go out on the driveway. I don't even know what the temperature of the cement is. And sit there for 20 minutes. And then when she comes in, she's panting and she's drooling all over the place. And I'm following her around with a towel.
I think you got to abandon the walk today. Just take her out for 45 seconds and bring her back in.
No, she doesn't. She has to. She's got a routine.
She needs that exercise.
She's got a routine where she can't just go out into the yard and poo and come back in. She has a routine. She likes to go around a certain walkway. She likes to go down around the block and sniff
nightmare.
Around.
What a nightmare.
So I got to take her for multiple walks today.
Are you sure she has a routine?
100%.
Jason has a routine.
Yeah, it sounds like you have a routine.
You'll be fine.
I've owned the dog for 10 years. You think I don't know my dog?
Just put on some sunblock and a hat.
I know my dog. My dog, you can't just take my dog out in the front yard for 10 seconds and she'll poo. That doesn't happen with my dog.
Okay, so she won't go to the bathroom.
No, she has to go. She just has to walk around the block a little bit.
She's OCD.
That's the only way she'll poop, is what you're saying?
I mean, she'll poo quick in the morning, but I'm not there.
Yeah.
For her second and third poo, she's got to go around the block.
How many times? I don't know. I don't know dogs, thank God. How many times do dogs poop?
Depends on the dog.
Mine's three.
What about your little run?
Probably once a day.
Once a day?
One a day or
yours
maybe
is a
two.
Three times a day?
Three, sometimes four, but minimum three.
That's a lot of poo.
Right, Drabby, what about your dog?
Usually twice on one walk.
Twice and that's it for the day.
Yeah, I mean, but we'll go outside. I let him go pee. He'll pee 100 times a day.
So,
yeah, but here's the thing, Jay. Your dog doesn't know if it's the second turd of the day or the third turd. Come on.
There's you have no idea what you're talking about. You don't. I have a dog for 10 years. I know my dog's routine. Dogs have routines. They just do, just like people do sometimes. I can't just take my dog out in the yard for 10 seconds and she's going to go. She doesn't do that.
Yeah, so when it's -5 degrees outside, you take your dog on the same walk?
Yeah.
He's got to bundle up, wear those gloves.
What if you did this? I know nothing. I'm just doing this to poke you and
needle
you.
By the way, it's rarely -5 degrees.
Right, but I'm going to poke you and needle you. Yeah. What if you just, the dog poops in the morning and then whatever the dog is. And then, you know, you didn't really take her for a walk that day. What would happen? She'd poop in the house?
She'd go over to the door and start scratching the door and whining.
Would she poop in the house?
I mean, eventually, if you didn't take her out.
You didn't take her out for a walk,
But Cakes' dog only poops once a day. Maybe
I think they can go about 8 hours, 8 to 10 hours without pooing.
But his dog could go 24 hours.
Yeah, my dog.
Sometimes it's a double hitter, but usually one poo a day.
How many potties?
How many peas?
Yeah.
I mean, it could be a dozen.
So you have to take the dog out a dozen times?
Kind of like our owner.
So hold on. You have to take the dog out a dozen times?
Rick.
Hey, I'm never getting a dog.
I have a fence.
If I ever get nostalgic and lonely, I'm never doing it.
This clown doesn't have a fence.
So what does that mean?
I have a fence. Means if she needs to go
you can just let the dog out the back.
She can go to the bathroom in the yard.
But do you have to open the door, get up and open the door? Or does she have a dog?
No.
Like, I don't want to get up.
It doesn't magically open,
I don't have a doggy door.
Some people have doggy doors.
Yeah, I don't have that.
He's got a little runt. They're like a squirrel. His dog.
That's his old dog. Yeah, his new dog's a little bit bigger.
New dog weighs like 45 pounds.
Really?
Yeah.
A dog will pee on every tree you walk by if you let it.
Yeah. Sometimes just a little sprinkle.
Do you know how animals work? Yeah. Do you know how animals function?
I don't care about animals.
I know you don't.
They like to mark their territory too.
You had a dog at one point.
35 years ago.
Okay, but you don't remember walking it ever?
I did walk it, and some bitch was hard to walk.
And that was a wild dog, so you had to have had it on a leash.
I had him on a choker chain.
My dog.
I choked the hell out of
my dog. Goes poo in the morning when we wake up.
Yeah.
All right. Now that's a relatively quick one because she's gone all night just laying in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
But then she'll eat, right? And then she'll have another. She'll go between 11 and 12. She'll go for two more. Right? Then she'll eat at 3:30-ish or 4. And then sometimes she'll do one more small poo after that. But sometimes she doesn't. But her routine is morning and then afternoon, you know, in that noontime, mm-hmm. 2.
When you go to Virginia Tech, you always bring the dog? Like, how does that work?
Yes.
So everywhere you travel, generally, you bring a dog. Now, you went to Pebble. What if you went to Pebble? Oh, yeah. When you went to Pebble and all that, what'd you do with the dog?
Family's got a dog sitting,
right? My buddy Andy and his wife took the dog.
So, and then you give them all these instructions, what they have to do?
Yeah, but they've got a fenced-in backyard, so they just let her go out.
Yeah.
So she probably just... I don't think they know the routine.
Why don't you get a fence, Rick?
Because that costs money.
Because he's a miser.
And I don't want a fence. Yeah. I don't want a fence.
All right.
Yeah, because his kids could walk to the neighbor's yard to use their trampoline.
All right, so
back in the day.
Back to the start of the discussion.
Yes.
Today's going to suck because she's going to want to go for a walk, and I'm going to be sweating my ass off, and she's going to be panting, and she drools all over the floor, all over the kitchen floor.
Mm-hmm.
Because she comes in, she's drinking water, and she shepherds, their tongues hang out to about here, and they just drip everything. Right. I got to follow her around.
So do you have the dustbuster in one hand cleaning up and a towel in the other?
The busy man.
I got the dustbuster.
You ever just chill?
No, not usually.
He has no chill.
All I do is chill.
I'm stressed out all the time.
I play golf for a chill.
That's why he's got. You know, that's why he's got that level of excitement.
I am
the man of
leisure.
Last
21 Pilots.
He's actually doing
stressed
something.
Out.
You are.
Play that song. That's my song for
it's
the
a good
day.
One.
All right, so the Nats, nice win against the Yankees last night.
We needed that one for the win total.
So they've got
Orioles, thank them.
They've got the Orioles won. They beat the Dodgers 3-2. Urias hit another home run. He's hit home run in the last two games, so they win 3-2. And so they're one back of the Yankees. But Patrick Corbin was awesome. Six innings, two hits, two walks, six Ks, didn't allow a run against that lineup. That's pretty damn good.
And what if Corbin pitched like this the rest of the way?
They would be
could
like,
they entertain re-signing him.
No.
Yeah, you're clearly doing a bit.
What if he pitched silly the next seven starts or whatever's
not
left?
Enough.
He has however many starts left until the end of the season, and then he's never going to be seen in a Nats uniform ever again.
I question whether or not he'll be seen in the majors again. Jason thinks he'll find, maybe he will in a bullpen somewhere. But
yeah, someone will sign him.
You think?
Yeah.
Why do you think, though? But the guy's like been god awful just because he's a lefty.
Just because he's a lefty, and I don't think he'll be a starter anymore.
Yeah.
But unless, you know, a team could sign him as a bullpen help, but then if someone gets hurt, he could
pinch.
Yeah, he could
the
be a.
The depth of pitching is that bad.
He could be a guy who could give you a few starts, but.
I mean, he's
not
going to
sign a big contract with anybody.
An innings eater.
He could sign a 1-year contract with somebody next year. Why not?
But I just wouldn't want to sign a guy that I know is going to have an ERA of 6.
He hasn't had
it's down
ERA
to 5.5 VB.
As a starter, yeah. But, I mean, if he is a bullpen help and he's just going to pitch an inning or two, he could help you.
Corbin hasn't had an ERA sub 5.2 since the 2020 season.
Yeah.
Mm. Four years.
And I hate to make fun of him because he was so integral to winning that World Series.
Yeah. Hey, Dylan Cruz got his first major league hit. Goes 2-for-4, scored
a
run.
Got that out of the way.
Had a double.
He ripped it.
Yeah, and so he's got a stolen base. Yeah, good night last night. I tried going in and picking him up on my fantasy squad, but he was picked up already. So good win.
I remember playing fantasy baseball 20 years ago.
So, Cakes, we need 7 wins from the Nats.
Oh, we got that. Chalking it up. That's a W.
Yeah.
Counting that as a win.
Elsewhere in baseball, the Royals have caught the Cleveland Guardians in the Central, and they are now tied. They've won 3 straight. The Guardians have lost 3 straight.
That
they've
name
lost
chokes
seven
me every
10.
Time I hear it.
Which
to
one?
This day, Cleveland Guardians, such a bad
tilts
name.
Bickle too.
So the Royals are led by Bobby Witt Jr.
Bobby Witt Jr. is having an unbelievable year. Sal Perez is having a great year too. But they've caught them. Their win total in Vegas to start the year was 74.5. They got their 75th win last night. Damn good year.
Pretty solid.
One thing we didn't talk about NFL related was CeeDee Lamb's contract. Because they got a couple of guys who are not signed yet. But CeeDee did sign, obviously, with the Cowboys a couple days ago. 4 years, $136 million.
So it's just underneath Justin Jefferson's annual per average.
Yeah.
So he's number two.
Did I see $68 million guaranteed? Something like that.
I thought it was more than that, but I can double check the.
Yeah, what's the guaranteed number on that?
I'll tell you.
Maybe I was looking at something else. But 4 years, $136 million, and he says he can't wait to start the season. Jamar Chase still has not signed, and Bengals expect him to play in the opener.
CD Lamb's deal, $38 million bonus, a record for wideouts, and $100 million of it is guaranteed.
You know what? I was looking at 38.
Yeah.
I bumped up to 68.
Yeah.
So the bonus was almost $40
million. Mm-hmm.
But Jamar Chase expected to play in the team's season opener. This is what Zach Taylor said yesterday. He's missed all of training camp. Chase participated in the team's 2 light practices this week and will continue to be involved as the team ramps up for their first game against the Pats. But Zach Taylor thinks that Chase will be there. Trent Williams, of course, still unsigned. Ayuk, still unsigned.
Difference between Chase and some of these other guys, I believe Chase got 2 years left in his deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, but he knows he
doesn't help that CeeDee Lamb signs this deal. Jefferson signed a deal.
These guys will agitate and hold out or hold in, whatever they wind up doing.
Yeah, when's Tyreek going to say, whoa, 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 whoa. I need a new deal.
I think he's already hinted at it, but yeah. No holdout looming.
One other thing NFL related. Sean McVay said that running back Kyren Williams is going to return punts this year.
Yeah, that was interesting.
He's starting running back. Only played in 12 games last year, but he ranked third in rushing. He averaged nearly 22 touches per game. Had a really good year. And he says, you know what? It's a better chance to get him on the field to make plays.
Mm-hmm.
So they
usually
will...
you don't risk your stud running back or wideout mm-hmm. to return kicks or punts. It's kind of a weird, it's an unorthodox play by Sean McVay.
It really is. You're starting running back to return punts.
Makes you think, is Blake Corum going to have a bigger role than anybody expects? The rookie out of Michigan who's drafted there.
I think that's probably part of it.
See how that works out.
It's probably part of it. But, yeah, some interesting things. And, of course, the roster cuts, we went through it with the Commanders. And everyone is down to 53. And, of course, now the waiver wire process starts.
Coming up next, Jeff Darlington is an NFL reporter for ESPN. He got into it with Marty Smith at Quail Hollow as they were arguing about Scottie Scheffler's season. He won one major, a ton of tournaments, a ton of money, and a gold medal versus Xander Schauffele's year. He won two.
Xander Schauffele.
Yeah. Not Schauffele.
Schauffele.
Sorry, I'm not a golf nerd. Schauffele. Right.
Schauffele, there you go.
Xander Schauffele. He won two majors. We'll talk to Jeff Darlington next here on The Junkie.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
All right, we're trying to track down Jeff Darlington. Jason's checking his number.
No, it's the right number.
Okay, you got the right number. Yeah. I know this. I'd been sending texts to somebody. I didn't get a response. I was like, this is weird. And then I checked my wife's. She had the same contact. I checked her number. And for some reason, the phone number I had was one number short. And so every text just went out in space. It didn't show me that it wasn't received.
The texts that I'm getting that need to stop yesterday are political texts asking me for money.
Well, I don't get any of those.
If you hit stop, it will stop.
I've blocked 100 of them, and they keep coming. I can't stop.
Man, I'm getting international calls. Why?
I don't know.
I get some
cyber
of those,
attacks. Fire sale's about to begin. I just saw Live Free or Die Hard with Val Dees.
I get phone calls.
Can't help myself.
I get phone calls for some sort of tax or debt relief all the time.
I would just never pick that up.
Oh, I get fake Coinbase emails.
You can't open those.
All the time.
Those need to be Coinbase with the quickness.
Email validation, right? You get the same ones?
Just, I don't even open them. I see them. They instantly get deleted.
I mean, it's like, oh my God, these.
Everybody's phishing, desperate to steal your crypto. Yeah.
Yes. The whole world is such a scam.
People are just coming after you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we hit the scans earlier in the show and talked about the roster cuts. I'm wondering, and we started to touch on this, when you look at the roster and you see what they have at receiver, you see what they have at offensive line and all the positional groups, which group makes you the most nervous?
Corner.
Receiver for me.
For me, it's the DBs.
Corners.
I think they're obviously going to try to pressure the quarterback to take some pressure off the corners. I just don't know if it's enough because right. I think Forbes is going to be exposed. I think St. Juice is overrated. Mike Davis is brought in from the Chargers. It seems like kind of a hastily put together group.
Maybe.
So I think, especially in the first few weeks where they're going to face Mike Evans, Malik Nabers, Marvin Harrison Jr., I think they're going to get exposed. Oh, I forgot to mention also Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, all in the first month. I think they're going to get exposed.
So the starters are either St. Juste and Forbes or St. Juste and Davis.
Right.
At safety, they've got Quan Martin and Jeremy Chinn.
The safeties are probably going to be okay.
They drafted Sandstrill, who's supposed to be really good.
Mm-hmm. Everyone loves him. They're not. I think people think he's going to play the slot, but he might. They might have to play him outside.
They may have to bump him outside if the other. So you guys are
corners. Jason's receiver, and I want a lean receiver, but I'm also not sold on the offensive line.
Yeah, that's another area of concern. Clearly,
and we haven't. Now we didn't see Jaden get pressured. According to PFF, I don't think they had one pressure on Jaden Daniels in his 15 dropbacks. Mm. So you could say, okay, offensive line doing good. Now, he got rid of the ball in like 2 seconds.
That was all by design. It was a very much quick game. Get the ball out of his hands.
So I'm guessing, because Coleman is hurt, that Cornelius Lucas is going to be your starting left tackle.
I'm just thinking they're banking on Coleman. I feel like he's okay.
If Coleman's hurt, yeah, it's going to be Lucas.
Your starting right tackle is Wiley. Mm-hmm. I feel like everybody wanted him out of here last year.
He sucks.
Trent Scott is the backup.
Wiley sucks. The offensive line is a problem, but I do think it's going to be mitigated by a better running attack, Daniels' escapability, and his quick release.
Biadasz is an upgrade at center, at least
in theory.
We think he's going to be. Same thing with Allegretti at left guard. We think it's going to be. But of course, they brought in two free agents last year, right?
Right.
Well, they do that every year.
Stop. Ron brought in bad free agents last year.
Right. But to JP's point, you thought, oh, well, they addressed it. They brought in Nick Gates. Everyone says he's a dog. And, that didn't work.
And the year before, it was somebody else. I can't remember.
Well, and then they brought in Wiley last year.
They brought in Norwell at the end of his career. Yes. He couldn't play.
He was a grumpy piece of garbage.
I know why you guys are questioning the DBs. I just think with receivers and a rookie quarterback and just a so-so offensive line, I mean, you got to score points to win games.
Right.
Yeah, but
I mean, they're not going to win 10-7.
No, but they're going to rely on their running game a lot.
Okay.
And they're Eckler's going to be a huge part of this offense, I think.
I hope you're right.
And I think the tight ends are going to be a huge part. I think that's going to mitigate it a little bit.
I think when you have a rookie quarterback throw into unproven, besides McLaurin, unproven receivers, that's a problem.
I think it's a smart bet that either Eckler or Zach Ertz is your second leading receiver. After Terry McLaurin.
Probably. But I also think Oz is going to get more balls than you think. I think he's shifty. He's going to get himself open. I don't know. I just think they're going to spread it around. But they're not going to be... It's not going to be like some aerial attack of 40-yard bombs every series.
No, I mean, that'll get worked
JP's going to be annoyed because they're going to be throwing at little 7-yard... patterns, you know what I mean?
I've got no problem with a short, quick game to help a young quarterback kind of ease his way in.
They're going
to
major in that.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Get rid of the ball quickly, just short routes, and then occasionally hit them a deep shot. That's what I think it'll be.
We can open this up to callers. 800-636-1067. Preseason's done. Mm-hmm. They've made the cuts. The roster is set. I mean, there'll be some minor moves here, but generally speaking, the roster is set. What positional group are you most worried about?
I don't know.
Like, wide receiver, here's the thing. You want to help your quarterback. That's kind of the knock on the Patriots. They might start Drake May in week one. Jerod Mayo said something wacky. He basically said, Drake May won the competition.
He's better, yeah.
He's better, but we might start Jacoby Brissett.
You're getting thrown by weird coach talk. Drake May is going to start.
You think Drake May is going to start week one?
I think Drake May is going to start week one.
Because he did say,
you see his numbers in the preseason? His numbers were top five across the board.
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw it.
He's just trying to keep the opponent guessing, you think?
Yeah.
Well, no, I think he's going to name it this week.
Especially if Brissett is somewhat banged up and it seemed minor. The Patriots are going to be bad. They're going to win three or four games.
But my point
is, why wouldn't you give Drake May some of that?
Some coaches just want to kind of ease him in.
My point is that part of the reason that some people expected him not to start in week one,
right?
And we'll see if he starts, is that they don't have great weapons and they had tough schedules. So it was like, ease him in.
Yeah.
Bryce Young last year, a lot of people would give him the excuse, well, who does he have to throw to? Adam Thielen. And who else did they have last year? They've got Deontay Johnson now.
They had Terrace Marshall, who they just released.
They didn't have much help for him. And I'm a little worried that Jaden, he doesn't have the explosive players, EB. You mentioned that earlier.
Well,
he's got guys he can throw to. Obviously, he's going to throw to guys. He's going to have completions.
Yes. But I don't have many guys. I think they have a couple, like one or two, that could take it to the house at any given moment. That, you know, they don't have a Tyreek Hill that's just going to break you down, you know, and just embarrass you, humiliate you. We don't have anybody like that.
So almost do this in reverse. 800-636-1067. The positional groups you feel good about.
Quarterback.
Offense, quarterback. Yeah. I think running backs.
I like the running back room.
I kind of like the tight ends.
I like the tight ends. I like the linebackers.
Mm-hmm.
The D tackles.
I like the D tackles.
In theory, I like the D tackles.
All right.
Ends are unproven. We'll see. And I like the safeties. I like the punter.
Don't like the kicker. Cade York, I've got questions.
Kicker, I always like him until proven otherwise.
You never know.
So you like
Could
Cade
have a
York?
Good year.
I like kickers. So until proven otherwise, I like there's no reason not to like Cade York yet. I mean, to hate him. Why would I hate him?
Yeah, I mean,
I have no reason to hate him yet.
He's missing big kicks.
He starts missing the things that tilt me more, and I know
they're
going to tell you guys,
way.
Is extra points. When extra points are missed, I get tilted.
I don't think the defense can be worse. They finished last year in some of
They're
going to
be so much more aggressive.
I think they should be better. My only worry, and I think Dan Quinn, he's a defensive guy, Joe Witt, you hear all these great things, is they may just be under-talented.
They might
they
be.
They don't have, like, we're talking about not enough playmakers on offense. That's true. They also may not have enough playmakers on defense.
I think that's true.
You're probably
but
right.
I think that they could still perform better. You can be coached up. You could perform better. Like our coaching staff last year, in hindsight, and I think we kind of knew it at the time, but it was just atrocious. You had a bunch of guys mailing it in. You had a guy, offensive coordinator, in over his head.
And then when Ron took over the defense, he had the gall to speak into a mic and say, "Well, I've been busy with so much else.
Now
I get to coach the defense." And it was worse than ever when he took over.
Yeah.
God, last year was just
it was a forest fire.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. You can chime in on the MGM National Harbor listener lines talking about the roster that is the Washington Commanders.
All right, let's go to Jim in Tysons. Hey, Jim, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. I love your show. You keep me going to work.
Thanks, Jim. Man. Appreciate it. Thank you. What's
up? I have a quick question for you guys, and then I'll comment. What percentage of the salary cap money did they spend on offense versus defense?
We could try to look that up for you.
We have to look it up, yeah.
We could try to look that up for you. Stay tuned, okay? Why? What is your point?
My point is I look at the offense, and I'm kind of confused because I don't see a ton of improvement on the receiver side. And I only see marginal improvement on the offensive line. Mm-hmm. And I'm a little bit puzzled. I know we can all blame Ron. We can blame the draft picks. But I'm just puzzled on where the improvement is on the offense. We could all say Daniels. But just help me out. I don't see any improvement
Eckler,
on the offense.
Don't you think Eckler's going to be an upgrade? I think they think that Ertz has
Eckler's
something
better.
In him.
Eckler's better than Gibson from last year. If he's healthy.
Well, he's back to 100%.
Yeah. Eckler could be the surprise addition of the offseason, I'm telling you.
And then at tight end, they added a veteran. Now, he's been banged up the last few years, but if he can stay healthy, he's good. And then they drafted a tight end in the second round.
I think is going to be a stud eventually.
Well, let me ask you this. How do you do that when your offensive line could be just moderately better than last year?
You got to get rid of the ball quick.
Running for his life.
You got to be running. Really get rid of the ball quick. Yep. And he's been doing that. He's been getting rid of the ball in under 2 seconds.
Let's just assume it's a little bit better than last year because they added two free agents and then they drafted Brandon Coleman in the third round. So I think they'll be a little bit better.
Don't you think his wheels will keep defenses honest? They got to really be careful. They over-pursue. He's going to burn them.
But don't we want to throw some downfield?
They'll get mixed in, but they're not going to major in that.
Especially if you have a bad offensive line where it takes you three and a half seconds to deliver it downfield. They may not want to do that a ton.
I think your concerns are legitimate.
Well, you guys just really hammered it. I love your takes, and I really appreciate talking with you this morning.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. Very nice of you. Thank you, buddy.
Just quickly, it's hard to figure out
until they start playing
who's paid more, the offense or defense. Although it does look like six of the top 10 highest paid players on the team are on defense.
He was saying of new acquisitions.
Frankie Louvu signed a pretty big deal.
They gave Louvu good money. Most of the guys were one-year deals.
They gave Doris Armstrong decent money, defensive player, pass rusher.
So just based on
this. Biotis, I see cash total here, if you go to us, is 14.95. That's the center.
Yeah.
That's a lot more money than Louvu got. Bobby Wagner is 6.5. Actually, Louvu's at 13. So
what
just
Louvu
a little bit
get?
More. Allegretti gets 7.5.
Well, what was Louvu's total contract?
You're going to make me go to a different
column. I thought he signed a three-year deal.
He did sign a three-year deal.
All right, while you look that up, let me go to Dennis. Let me see. Dennis in Reston. Hey, bud. What's up, Dennis?
Well, good morning, guys. Long time no talk.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, no, not much. I still watch the show every morning and everything. I just kind of hold back and listen and see what's going on, you know? But anyway, to answer your question, it's just one of my main worries is what I worried about last year. And that is the good old name, Emmanuel Forbes. Still, I worry about him. They say, I mean, they kept him on the team, or at least this original 53. But I got a lot of questions there, you know, with that gentleman. With Emmanuel Forbes. And also, my only next concern would be the offensive line in a couple places. The last caller, he asked about how did our offense really improve. In my opinion, I think our offense improved in a lot of ways. But I still got a couple questions regarding the offensive line because it's been so bad for so long. Until they prove me wrong again, I'm just going to be a little sketchy on them. That's all.
I mean, we have to hope Biotis and Allegretti and guys like that were brought in, like, hopefully they overperform, like that they're better than expected to help a porous offensive line.
Jason, here's the deals. I'll rip through them. Dorrance Armstrong, 3 years, $33 million. Louvu, 3 years, $31 million. Right. Biotis, 3 years, $29.25 million. Wiley, 3 years, $24 million. Allegretti, 3 years, $16 million.
Well, Wiley was a couple years ago.
That's true.
Yeah.
Those other deals, you would assume they're going to play those out. I mean, Louvu's going to be here 3 years.
Yeah. I think they're expecting huge things from Louvu.
Yeah.
They went from basically just a non-existent linebacking crew, a position they completely ignored, to really, I think, the strength of the defense.
The real bargain, if he hits, is Eckler. They signed him to a two-year, $8.4 million deal.
And I'm going to give Jason credit because I kind of slept on it too. But if he is back, and Cliff says he hadn't seen him, he looks amazing. If he's back to where he was in 2024, it's the off-season acquisition of the year.
Well, that means he's catching like 80 balls.
Yeah.
I mean, he may not have as big a role because Robinson can catch balls too.
Yeah.
But
if you're going to throw the ball to one of those two guys, you're going to throw it to Eckler before Robinson. I know Robinson is better at it than people give him credit for, but if you're going to pick one of the two to major in to throw balls to, if he's healthy, it's Eckler.
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. A couple weeks ago, Valdez started throwing hypotheticals our way.
Yeah, I heard.
You missed out.
Yeah.
So this is your maiden voyage with Junkies hypotheticals.
This is correct, yes. I think I'm going to be okay. I think I know how this works.
So, Valdez, take it away.
All right, hypothetical number one.
I think it's a way to play the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire music in the background.
Music. It's fantastic.
It's also, in the hypotheticals, they're not just like sex hypotheticals like we like. This is just like
it's
news.
Kind of like current events. What's going on in, around the world and the kind of junkie's reaction to them.
All right.
All right, here's hypothetical number one.
Yes.
All right, you have a hypothetical one-year contract for the 2025 season. Would you rather have the Commanders sign Trent Williams or the Nationals sign Juan Soto?
But I only
have him for 1 year.
I'd rather have Juan Soto. I think he would have a bigger impact. And I know Trent Williams is a Hall of Famer. He's great. But I don't know if he leads to wins and losses. He was here during a lot of losses.
I think I would take Trent. I don't know. I don't know why. This is my instinct to Trent. Maybe because, to be honest with you, I'm just a slightly bigger Commanders fan than I love the Nats. It's my favorite baseball team. But at the end of the day, if you put a gun to my head, my favorite team of all teams is the Commanders.
This is easy. I take Trent, and I just lock him in at left tackle, and I never worry about Jaden Daniels' blindside for an entire year. Easy.
Juan Soto.
Oh, we're split.
You're a baseball guy.
Baseball guy.
Right.
Who leads to more
and Juan
wins,
Soto, though? I think, is more impactful for his team than a Trent Williams, than a left tackle would be.
Than the best left tackle in football?
Yeah, I just think he'd be more impactful because for generating offense.
Are we going to give Trent Williams a brain wipe and he'll forget everything that happened here before
he left?
Yeah,
you have to. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
you kind of have to do that.
Okay, good.
Yeah, wipe what is the that, slate like clean? A Men in Black thing or whatever?
Yeah, whatever that thing is. They put him for
the mind eraser
face.
Or whatever it is.
Yeah.
He would need that.
All right, there you go. Right. We're split.
Okay. All right, here, hypothetical number two. You guys officially sign a Kelsey-like New Heights podcast contract.
Oh. By the way, we didn't do the story yet. $100 million podcast deal.
I mean,
I'm telling you, Draft, we got to stop doing these stories. It's going to make me.
Are the podcasting companies, here's my question. Are they all Ponzi schemes? Because where are they coming up with all this money?
All right, but there's a catch to it.
Okay,
a catch to your contract.
Yes.
All right. Except that everyone on the show has to talk like Keith Lee and no calls are allowed. And if you violate this part of the contract, you forfeit the salary.
I'll do
would
it.
You,
I'll,
would I would you, do my best.
I'll do my best.
Do it in a heartbeat.
I'll
it's
do
the
my
easiest
best.
Decision of all time.
I would just talk like this.
So we would just have to talk
about it. So let's talk about it. I know we only posted about 3 spots from Washington, but we went to about 12, and we made a decision as a family and as a team.
Yeah.
So everyone, all four of you have to talk like Keith Lee.
Yes, of course. I would do it in 2 seconds.
It's fine.
Yeah, but now you're working for free, though, if you guys violate it.
It would be hard to do.
It's fine.
I
would attempt it, but it would be hard.
We figured it out.
Yeah, I for $100 million.
$100 million, yeah.
Are you kidding? Drap, here's the thing. Obviously, Jason Kelsey.
Because if we got into arguments, we couldn't talk like that.
Yeah.
Jason Kelsey and Travis Kelsey are some of the most famous guys in the world of sport right now. So they have a huge Q rating, right? People are going to check it out. We're way better at being entertaining and broadcasters and knowing how to do a podcast. We just don't have their Q rating.
It just kills me.
Well, it just kills me.
We're trying to grow.
They're not paying on the quality of the show.
I know they're paying for their name.
We're trying to grow our YouTube. Mike Marr, how many people do we now have on the station YouTube?
How many subscribers?
27,700.
It's growing.
Get back to me when we get to 100K.
They have 2.43 million right now.
Yeah, they've got us beat by a wide margin.
I know, but it's not like, you know. Like
that's what it is. It's just a numbers game.
Dumb. People just want names.
Oh, well. Yeah.
I'm tilted. You shouldn't have brought that up.
My bad.
Go ahead.
All right. Hey, hypothetical number three. Yellowstone is rumored to be returned for a 6th season revolving around Rip and Beth. What TV show do you wish there was one more season of?
Mm. Oh, it's a good one.
I'm going to guess Jason will say MASH. He always loved MASH.
No,
but he's MASH guy.
He's more updated now.
Sopranos,
he watches all those shows.
Another year of Sopranos. I'm in.
The Wire.
Maybe Life After Tony.
Yeah. The Wire.
You want The Wire?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Never a big Wire guy. Never got into
you
it
never
that
watched
much.
It.
I tried.
You watched the one that we were in the background.
Yeah, that was 20 years ago.
Yeah. Anything else? You got nothing? I'm
trying to think of one.
JP, you're not going to say Seinfeld? Isn't everybody supposed to say Seinfeld?
No, I don't. No, because I like Curb better. Curb just ended.
Curb was the same thing every time. It was Larry David just upset about
You didn't
something.
Watch it.
I did watch it.
Oh, I got mine. Poker After Dark.
Well,
I don't know. That might still be around. Still, I don't know.
But you know they do like high stakes cash now. They just do it on the
Poker Go
or whatever it's called.
With Nick Airball.
But I wouldn't mind seeing it back in the day.
Thank you.
Good pull, Valdez.
I wouldn't mind seeing it back in the day with the old
characters. Give you another one, Snowfall, that you guys all slept on.
I do. So, look, fully asleep.
I can't believe you haven't watched The Mayor of Kingstown yet.
I haven't watched that either. I got a lot of holes in my game.
My buddy recommended that too.
So
good. It was very good.
I loved me some Lost back in the day, but it got silly. Like, usually when these shows wrap up, they should wrap up.
Mm-hmm. What about
extra seasons usually stink?
What about our guy who he had on, Adam Glasser, Buttman? No, not Buttman. What was his name?
Seymour Butts.
Seymour Butts. He had a show on Cinemax.
Oh, yeah, Family Reunion.
Family Matters.
Family Business. Yeah.
Family Business. I want another season of Family Business.
You want that? Yeah. Have resuscitated?
Guessing most of them are dead. Did he have like an uncle on that show, if I recall? Something I like that.
Know. He looks so sickly, though.
Hey, Taxi Cab Confessions.
Oh, yeah. Raunchy one.
Okay. If you guys didn't know, the Creator Classic starts today on the Golf Channel at 4 o'clock.
No idea what that is.
It's a tournament with a bunch of golf influencers.
All right.
Did not know.
All right. So you have people from Bob Does Sports, the Good Guys, and also Paige. Paige is playing. Paige Sporanic.
Okay, yes.
Would you play in the Creator Classic? Your golf game is televised all over TV.
Literally going to be millions of people watching.
Millions of people watching for the opportunity to ride around and play with Paige.
Sure. I would say no. I have no interest.
I mean, it doesn't hurt me.
Well, it's going to hurt you when you get ridiculed by 6 million people online.
He doesn't care about that.
They're going to tell you what a loser you are.
Solid 18 handicap, EB.
Cares. I don't know, man. I don't like to be humiliated. I probably would do it, though. I feel like I could not embarrass myself too much.
I mean, don't you have the opportunity to play in the silly...
Yes. Phoenix Open, the Waste Management.
You should take advantage of that.
Yeah, but why would you do that?
Because I don't really want to play in front of like 10,000 people.
No, I don't recognize.
I can barely play in front of the gardener, you know, in front of the guy, you know.
The guy weed whacking.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't recognize. Yeah. I don't recognize.
Cart girl comes by and I want to waver past.
So nervous.
Yeah.
I don't recognize these creators except for, I think you told us, is Fat Prez. Who is the person here? Is that? Who was the person you were talking about the other day?
Fat Perez is one of the guys.
Fat Perez.
Uh-huh.
He mentioned a few influencer names I've never heard of before.
It's a whole world that you don't know.
You know, golf influencers.
It's very similar to like, you know, the YouTube guys like that. Ice Show Speed or whatever. You know, all these guys that are getting famous on YouTube and everything. There's a whole subset of golf YouTube. And these guys, they're huge. Guys and girls. They're huge. They have huge influence. Like, YouTube is just taking over the world.
It is.
Last one. Very simple one. You get one piece of memorabilia for your office/man cave.
Ooh.
Would you rather have Jaden Daniels' first touchdown ball?
Or
Dylan Cruz's first home run ball?
I'll take a football.
Easy.
Every
I'll take Jaden's first touchdown pass.
It's bigger.
Yep. Dylan Cruz.
Looks better.
Baseball guy.
Baseball guy. I need a baseball.
I like the football.
You know what? Doesn't take up as much room. Too much clutter. If you have a football on your shelf.
I've seen your office. You've got a lot of clutter.
Yeah. It's a little bit different.
Nice. The baseball has more potential to be worth more, I feel like.
You think baseballs are more valuable than signed footballs?
Well, you just never hear about how much a football is going for.
It's true.
You know, baseball is that collection piece that people always talk about.
So, again, you guys are looking at it for the value. We were looking at it for like
nostalgia.
We were like
decoration.
We were looking at it like decor. What we just like to have in our, you know, on our.
Yeah.
You're thinking about.
Yeah, you just
want
to put it on eBay.
That's typical Drabby.
I had a signed.
I'm the only one that likes.
I had a signed
baseball.
Brady Quinn helmet, Notre Dame helmet.
Right.
By the way, EB's general money. He pimps for his Venmo nonstop.
And guess what I did with it?
No, but I just wasn't thinking of it.
I know you've been on a Venmo heater.
I have been. Thank you to everyone.
I want
to
hear what Jason has to say.
No, I'll tell you. I'll tell you the story next.
Oh, I want to hear the Brady Quinn. I'm listening. Brady Quinn signed
an autographed helmet. That's where we got caught.
I'll tell you the story when I tell you what happened to the two autistic kids.
You already told us that one.
No, I didn't. You did. I might have told you off air.
Oh, I don't think.
No,
I think
you told us when you were drunk. You told us one time in a Christmas show.
Give this guy a gummy immediately so he can divulge all the stories.
No, I can't do that.
Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, joins us next here on the Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.